Hello and welcome to episode 317 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. We have a listener theme week coming up, so please email the show at Sean, that's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com with your topics, and please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find me. Today we continue Sugar Week by taking part of the Nectar of the Gods. No, not the food of the gods from episode 310 of the Daily Brainwave, shameless plug, but I am talking about sugar. Sugar comes from sugarcane, originating in India. Thousands of years before Europeans got their hands on the stuff, Indians were using sugarcane in religious ceremonies. Some food historians believe that these ceremonies spawned sugar. In order to take sugar cane and actually make it into sugar, the nectar, the juices of the sugar cane, have to be boiled in a certain way at a certain temperature. Many of the Hindu rites in ancient times and modern times involve placing offerings of sugar cane in a fire, and that fire may have heated the sugar canes in just the right way so that the nectar of the plant boiled out and formed beautifully delicious crystals when it cooled. If the Sanskrit word for sugar, ganda, sounds suspiciously like candy, that's because candy evolved from the word ganda, as the term made its way west from India with the spice traders who brought the sweet globules of goodiness with them. Indeed, many of our words for sugar and some of its various byproducts come straight from Sanskrit. If you check back in episode 41 of the Daily Brainwave, another shameless plug, I got a letter from a listener in India talking about some of the world's first universities built in the Indus Peninsula region of Asia. Doctors at these schools had a medicine made of kanda that they called sharkara. That word also traveled west towards Europe with the product, evolving as it went from sharkara to shakar, and eventually, sugar. Thanks for tuning in to episode 317 of the Daily Brainwave. We have a listener theme week coming up soon, so please make sure you send your topic ideas to Sean, that's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find me. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we toast champagne.